This is On Target St. John's, a look at politics, crime, education. What's happening here with the people who know? The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station. Now, your On Target St. John's host, Linda Swain.
And a good afternoon. It's Greg Smith actually filling in for Linda Swain this afternoon on Target St. John's. And we are talking about Outport NL today. And this is going to be the hub to go to find everything about local businesses here in Newfoundland and Labrador. And the person behind the new upcoming hub is Ashley Faith Vardy. Hey, Ashley, how are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. First off, I guess I should say welcome back to the airwaves here at VOCM. You were with us many moons ago.
I was, yeah. It was one of my first jobs, actually.
Yeah. You used to, what was it, the road show out in Clarenville, right?
That's right. Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Now
we then, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Back a decade ago.
Yeah, I can't believe it was that long ago. But now you actually lived away for a while. You're living back home, and you got a cool new thing going on that I wanted to share with folks today. So I really appreciate you taking the time to hang out with us. I know you're busy with a baby and things, so it's going to be it'll be a fun little conversation to promote local business, which is what I'm all about. I like supporting local. And you want to create the hub for local business, right?
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do. And thanks for the great introduction. That's exactly what we're trying to do. I'll tell you a little bit about how I got started a bit later, but we're trying to create an online kind of directory, but not just a directory, not just listings for local businesses, but also, like you say, a hub so that you can come for lots of different things. So for guides on, you know, where to eat, what to do, where to hike. So, yeah, a pretty holistic approach is what we're going for.
So I guess, yeah, how did they get going, though? Like, where did the idea come from?
Well, we came back to, I'm originally from Random Island. I've been living abroad for about over 10 years now. And we came back, and initially I had the idea to start a shop in Clarenville, a zero-waste kind of bulk food and home store. And we kind of got everything ready to go with that, and that's still on the back burner at the moment, as you can imagine, because starting up a zero-waste, no disposable kind of shop amidst the pandemic wasn't something that we ever could have anticipated. So we kind of put pause on that. But it kind of came about because when we were actually trying to source for that shop, we realized it was really difficult to try and find a lot of the stuff we wanted. We wanted to try and stock items that were as local as possible. So you know, by local makers. Obviously, for the shop, it was mainly products, not services at the time. But we found it kind of tricky to try and just locate stuff that we were looking for. And we kind of thought, well, you know, if we're struggling, and I mean, I was dedicating a lot of time to this. I was spending all my days and nights kind of trying to source as much local stuff as possible, then somebody trying to do a quick search would probably have difficulty too. And that was kind of, I guess, reaffirmed. It was Mother's Day, and I was having a chat with my mom, and she was trying to actually find presents for her mom. And this was obviously kind of, you know, when there was, I mean, of course, lockdown's still in place, and there's still delays with shipping and stuff, but she was thinking there was never any chance she was going to be able to get anything in time. And I said, well, why don't you try and get something that's local, you know, then you won't have to wait for whatever it is to be delivered. And she kind of just said, yeah, okay, cool, do that. I don't know where to start. Find something for me. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I don't actually know where to start. And I did a quick look, you know, on Etsy and stuff like that. And the thing is, there are other resources out there. There are other places to go to look. But the issue that we had was that they were all over the place. It was difficult to try and find something in one place. And it was difficult to know where to find these other resources. So since we've started, we've come across, you know, kind of other places. You know, there are directories for downtown specifically in St. John's. There are directories for eco things. And there are kind of these small collections of information. But nowhere that's like really accessible, really quick, really simple. And I think the thing with, you know, and it's great that you mentioned that you love supporting local, and, you know, so do I, and that's important to a lot of people, and a lot of people will go the extra mile to support local, mm-hmm. but the bulk, you know, the vast majority of people probably just may not have time, they may not have the extra cash, they don't have, you know, they're not able to put in the extra effort that might be needed. And it kind of got us thinking that, you know what, just trying to support local and trying to support the local economy and, you know, family businesses and small businesses shouldn't be harder. It shouldn't actually be more difficult. It shouldn't be more complicated than, you know, popping to a larger chain store. So that's kind of how we, you know, we tried to come up with a model here that would just be, above all else, just be really simple and really streamlined, so that if you need to find something, there's one place to go. You can find whatever it is.
Well, you know, it's interesting this the way that here you speak about it, because I didn't realize actually that there was nowhere to go for this stuff, right? Because how many times have I been out, you know, walking around downtown or at shops when I'm out exploring around the province, or even just online through Instagram and stuff, that you just stumbled across a page and you're like, oh, this is local. And like this actually happened to us, myself and my wife. Mother's Day was coming up, and we came across Liz Smith Art, and she does these beautiful cutting boards, and we're like, these are the gifts we got to give for our moms, and we ordered them, but I never never knew she existed until then, right? And it happens all the time, so to have this one spot in a place that really, Newfoundland and Labrador, you hear it everywhere, you know, everyone support local, but in Newfoundland and Labrador, we're always preaching that, and I don't know if many people do it as much as we do preach it.
Yeah, well, there's two you know, really good points there, actually. And I think that the thing you mentioned about, you know, still coming upon new shops. I mean, so I've been working on this now steadily for a couple of months. I'm still finding new businesses every single day. And I just kind of think, oh, my God, really? I can get that here as well, which is just, you know, crazy. So I think that there's so many surprises. And, I mean, that's part of the fun, is, like, finding hidden gems that you didn't know existed before. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's probably not as much fun for those businesses who want to be, you know, maybe a little bit, if not more mainstream, but, you know, just to be found a little bit more easily. It's nice to be that hidden gem, but if you're that hidden gem all the time, then it's kind of hard to continue to drum up business. But yeah, and I think that it's something that we want to really be able to try to do. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so I think that's certainly the direction we're heading in.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you mentioned the words hidden gem there, right? Which are, there is so many of those great shops around this province. Mm-hmm. But now more than ever with COVID-19, it's going to be a struggle if you're a hidden gem. So you're kind of coming out at a great time to help, you know, showcase and highlight some of these businesses.
It's been a really tricky year all over the world. I mean, we're coming back to Newfoundland. We're really, really excited to be able to do that. But I remember, like, getting here and having dinner with my family, and they'd have the news on, and there were interviews, like, the first night I was here or something. They were interviewing businesses, small businesses across the province that were just, like, you know, already really struggling because of Snowmageddon and stuff like that. So we came here at a time when, you know, it's hard enough to be a small business anyway. I mean, I, in my own right, I work as a singer-songwriter and a children's author. And I mean, like, I know what the struggle is as it is to be a sole trader, to be, you know, trying to support a family without any of that kind of security. So with the kind of year we've been having, it's crazy. And the other thing that you mentioned, and I got off track a bit, sorry. Yeah, so that second point is the fact that, you know, Newfoundlanders are always talking about how much they love to support local and how much they really, you know, want to get behind local businesses. And we all do, you know, all of us are guilty of that. And it's a really nice kind of banner to stand under as well. But I've spoken to so many businesses since I've been here. And to be honest, you know, they're so grateful for all the business that they get. Every single customer matters. But what's interesting is that, like, they've said that they notice that it does seem it's very trendy right now to be supporting local. You know, it's something that we all want to do, but that's not necessarily translating into more sales. And obviously, it's been a difficult year anyway. But yeah, I think it's time for Newfoundlanders and Labradorians to kind of step up wherever we can and to actually practice what we preach. So it's really cool to go around, you know, saying that you want to support all these local places, but you got to do it. You got to actually. And yeah, so I guess that we're trying to help a little bit. We're trying to help people move from that place where they're talking about supporting local to the place where they're actually going out and, you know, buying the things that they need on a day-to-day basis. And that doesn't just mean, you know, maybe we've got some really cool stuff. You know, there's a lot of, like, cool brands at the moment that everybody might be familiar with, in T-shirts, in toiletries and stuff like that. But there are other things that you can get locally that people don't think about. You know, you can get everything from your children's clothing to, you know, things you use around the house. A lot of the services that you'd normally get maybe online, they're available locally as well. So it's trying to open that up and to just facilitate, you know, that being able to move from talking about it to actually opening up your wallet and doing it, because the money is going to stay in your community. And it's trying to sort of help people to see that, yeah, maybe it's a bit more expensive, and that's not always the case. Mm-hmm. But if it is a bit more expensive, then, you know, ordering off, offering a big website, I don't want to name anybody in particular, but if it's more expensive, then you have to consider what you're paying for. And you have to also consider that that money is going to stay in your community. So chances are that local business is going to be the first person to go and spend that money at another local business, who's going to spend it at another local business. You know, and that's just how it works. So we're keeping the money here, and it'll probably trickle right back to you again in the end. So there's a lot of things to consider there. But yeah, I think it's really, we need to start practicing what we preach. And I think myself as a small business and all of the other small businesses that I've, you know, been speaking to feel really strongly about that as well.
Well, that's where I'm going to go next after the break. I want to talk about some of the small businesses you've talked to and some of the ones that I've actually discovered as of late as well. We'll get into that piece of this. Outport NL, going to be the hub for local business coming out in October, right, Ashley? Or hopefully the launch then?
That's right. Yeah, we're going to be looking to launch in October. It'll be outportnl.ca.
All right, outportnl.ca. We'll keep you up to date on that one. Ashley Faith Vardy, our guest on Target St. John's today. We're back just after this.
Now back to Linda Swain on Target St. John's on VOCM.
Welcome back to On Target St. John's. Greg Smith filling in for the vacationing Linda Swain this afternoon. We're talking Outport NL. This is going to be the new online hub to help support local businesses get to you. So we're supporting local this afternoon, a full hour conversation about it. Ashley Faith Vardy is on the line, and of course she is the brains behind this. Ashley, thanks again for joining us here today. I wanted to talk about your experiences so far in some of the businesses and local businesses and the cool things that you've discovered, because thinking about it just before we went to the break and you're talking about discovering new businesses and things that we didn't realize we had and the unique things we have, it all came to my mind. I mentioned Liz Smith Art off the top. She's doing like woodworking mm-hmm. cutting boards. I know Jackman Woodworking here in St. John's doing these really cool wood with marble crib boards and things like that. But then you got like meat companies, right? The Haircott Farms and the Newfoundland Sausage Company, everything from breweries to cider companies and distilleries. And it's all this out there waiting to be discovered.
It is. It's crazy. I mean, we've only kind of launched, we started with an Instagram account just to kind of get things going, because we're at the stage now where we're trying to recruit local businesses. So, you know, I've been spending all of my days just getting in contact with people, having conversations and saying hi, introducing ourselves. But yeah, the plethora of businesses that are out there, it's just insane. And you can get, there's just so many things I wouldn't have thought. You know, like there's a company that's doing, you know, reusable diapers, for instance, or like just things that you would never think that you'd be able to get. I don't need to go through a list, but there's, you know, there's food. We've got, I'm not sure how many categories, but we've got food and drink, clothing. We've got services, stuff for your house, different things like also supporting like other local markets and stuff that are happening. So like near us, the closest one is the Clarenville Farmers Market. Mm-hmm. So kind of supporting them because they've got all sorts of great vendors that are there doing great things. Services as well. So things like, you know, wedding decorators, or I this morning I got an email from a dog trainer. And yeah, so there's just so many different things, beauty, pets, accommodation, right across the board. And if you want to check out who's signed up so far, we're trying to stay on top of it, but it's kind of snowballing. So, but I think we've got somewhere near, like in the first couple of weeks, we had over 150 businesses sign up, I think. If you want to just have a sneak peek of who's been joining us to date, the best place to go, because the website doesn't actually launch until October, mm-hmm. The best place to actually go to check that out is our Instagram account. If you're on Instagram, you can go to Outport NL. We try to keep everything Outport NL, so it's simple across all of our social media networks if you want to check out, or feeds, rather. So if you go to our highlights in the Instagram, you can actually go through category by category and kind of just see, get an idea of who's signed up so far. So we don't have, you know, their profiles. Ultimately, the site, and I'm sure we'll talk about this in a bit, but ultimately the site is going to have all your contact information. You're going to be able to go straight through to all these businesses and talk to them really easily. But for now, just to give you an idea of what it's going to be all about, we have all of these businesses on our Instagram account. So we have a Facebook page as well, and we've just started a Twitter. But at the moment, mainly because we've actually found a lot of our small businesses on Instagram. So mm-hmm. that's the kind of platform that you can probably head to now to get a sneak peek.
Well, that's funny you mentioned, you know, you find a lot on Instagram because a lot of those local businesses are there. That's where I discover so many over the last little while, especially during COVID. You see a lot of people pushing to the online portals and trying to set up their shops online. But Instagram certainly helping, push that agenda, I think, for the local business, support local. They even do, like, in your stories, you know, you can do a shout-out to local businesses and things like that. It's really interesting to see, hey?
Yeah, it's really cool. And isn't it phenomenal what these local businesses have managed to do with kind of adapting during everything that's going on? Like, some of these shops have just come up with ideas. You know, they're having different product drops at different times or releases and online sales and things like that. And it's just so cool to see because they're so small. And you know, that comes with a lot of – that makes it a bit tricky, but it also makes it really – flexible, and they can adapt and do so many really cool things that they've been doing online. One thing to be said, I think, is that, you know, we found so many of our businesses on Instagram and other kind of social media platforms. But I mean, just think about the whole group of people and an entire demographic maybe that don't necessarily use social media first and foremost, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm of the generation. And that's my, you know, my immediate thought process is like, oh, okay, well, I'm just going to go check it out, and I'm going to check, you know, I'll check Instagram, I'll check Etsy, I'll check Facebook. I'm not quite of the Snapchat generation, so I don't even know how that works.
Yeah, we're just on the cusp of that one. Yeah,
with the YouTube thing. What's the short video? TikTok. That's
TikTok,
it.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not quite there. But, you know, think of all of the incredible businesses and people who've been, like, running their businesses for years that maybe don't have access to social media or even necessarily any kind of web platform. And for my generation, the first thing that we're going to do is probably to go check it out online, you know, to see what's there. But there's going to be a whole, you know, a slew of businesses that have never, ever been online. And, you know, I think we're trying to make sure that we don't forget those, because all of these businesses who are on Instagram are fantastic, and they can do a little bit for themselves, you know, by mm-hmm. because they probably have websites, they probably have social media handles and stuff like that. But there are going to be all those businesses out there as well that have none of that stuff, right? And they wouldn't maybe necessarily know where to start, or you've had enough on your plate, haven't you? Like, I know that personally, like, as a songwriter and all the stuff that I do, like, I just want to write music. I want to write books. I want to do that stuff. I don't want to spend all my time necessarily marketing. That's mm-hmm. a whole other job in itself. So I guess, yeah, we're trying to maybe provide a little bit of a space for those people who wouldn't necessarily either have time to or have the skills to be able to represent themselves online and, you know, present themselves to new customers and clients.
Yeah, it's a whole new world when you factor in the social media side of business, and especially when you're a small, homegrown, local business, mm-hmm. the amount of time that it takes to promote yourself in a way, you know, and even, you know, in all the traditional advertising ways, it's just, you got to take the time to do it. And I guess, you know, we kind of see that here. There's a lot of ad agencies locally that do a lot of local production as well to help promote these businesses, just like what you're doing too, trying to promote them through this website.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there's a reason that those businesses exist, because there's a demand for them. And so there should be, because it is, it's a whole job in itself. It's so time consuming. I mean, I have worked, the last children's book that I released, I did independently. And I actually did a crowdfunding project and raised money to publish it and get it out there. It worked really well. It worked out better than I ever could have imagined. It was fantastic. But, oh, my God, was I exhausted at the end of it. And I just thought, okay, if I do this again, I don't particularly want to be the person who's, you know, who has to do all of that kind of branding and stuff. So it's not – I mean, we're not taking the place of a traditional branding or advertising business. You know, we're not going that in depth. We're not going to be doing full branding for companies or anything like that. We're simply offering a platform for those businesses to take what they have, and some of them will have, you know, they maybe will have dedicated like a lot of time and money into their branding, and some of them may have put all their time into, you know, crocheting whatever it is they're trying to crochet, and that's okay too. So it kind of is a little bit of a leveler as well, because everybody, every single business that signs up has an individual kind of profile page, and they all look the same. So you, the businesses are providing their own photos and stuff like that, and we've got a bunch. You get a description, and then there's a couple of, you know, different boxes you'll be able to tick with regards to categories or services offered and things like that. But for the most part, it's a little bit of a leveler, because all businesses that are out there, whether or not, you know, and then we're all small businesses, so maybe you've got 10 employees, maybe it's just you, but you're going to have the same setup and the same kind of profile, so that when people maybe want to come on and look for, I don't know, want to look for a pair of shorts, that, you know, you're going to be able to look at options when you search for shorts from businesses that, you know, might be bigger, might be smaller, may have dedicated more time to advertising, maybe didn't, and hopefully, you know, we'll be able to help out businesses across the board.
Yeah, and I'm going to actually get into it in the next segment. I'm going to get you kind of to break down the idea visually, I guess, through words of how you want the site to look and how folks will be able to navigate it, and what you're up to already on this site, because I know there's a couple of little things there already to kind of take a peek at it, how it's going to look. But we'll talk about that shortly. But before we take the break, Ashley, I probably should have asked you this towards the top of the show. How did Outport NL, how did the name come to be? I guess I can kind of guess, but, you know, you tell me the story.
Well, it was actually bizarrely, because it sort of started with the blog portion. So we're kind of doing like, we plan to do an online sort of magazine. Initially, it was going to be about our life in Outport, Newfoundland. So we moved back from quite a big city, and, you know, kind of amidst everything that was going on, amidst the snowmageddon and the pandemic and the whole world going crazy. And we just kind of thought, well, this is really nice to be back in the Outport and back, you know, kind of living this kind of life. And I was like, it's so nice. It's so local. And it sort of started there. The intention was never actually to be about necessarily just the Outports, but the idea of using Outport, you know, as a brand, was because it's a little bit, I guess it has implications of connotations of not necessarily being mainstream. So it doesn't mean, you know, because I actually fortunately only had one business contact me and say, hey, I'd really like to join up, but I'm in St. John's. And I said, well, that's great too. That's we're not, and you know, hopefully that hasn't actually deterred anybody from contacting us or from signing up online. But it was basically just, yeah, the idea of being a little bit kind of small, a little bit local, and you know, about supporting whatever area that you're in. And also just, yeah, kind of stepping away from maybe that idea of mainstream. So, and, you know, it's a really cool word. I can't believe it's not been used for more stuff. I mean, it's been used in a few different ways, but it's just, it's such a cool word.
Yeah, and it kind of feels like a cool word to be like the local version of export, you know? It's like it's the Outport.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, totally. So, and that's, yeah.
I love it. We'll take a quick time out. When we come back, Ashley Faith Faraday on the line. We're talking Outport NL. This is a new hub that's being developed online to help support and promote local business here in Newfoundland and Labrador. We'll give you an idea of how that site will look in its official launch in just a couple of months. Hang tight. We're back next with more on Target St. John's.
Now back to Linda Swain on Target St. John's on VOCM.
And welcome back to On Target St. John's. It is Greg Smith filling in for Linda Swain. A beautiful Monday, and it's a great day to talk about supporting local. We have Outport NL's Ashley Faith Faraday on the line. This is going to be an online hub, of course, to help promote and support local businesses throughout Newfoundland and Labrador, which is something that I am a huge fan of, and I know Ashley is as well. That's why she's at it. And Ashley, thanks again for taking the time here to join us here this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
So we discussed it briefly before the break, how the site's going to kind of look, but let's just kind of get a broader picture of outportnl.ca. It's coming up in October. Hopefully the official launch will be ready to go then. Mm-hmm. What are you looking to do, and how will the page look out, layout-wise?
Well, this has all been a really, really organic process because, as I kind of explained in the beginning, it's sort of snowballed. So we're still in the process of designing everything, but we've got an idea of how things are going to look. And we know that there's going to be a couple of different focuses. So first of all, we are going to have a section that is dedicated mainly to local living as a sort of lifestyle online magazine blog. So we've got some wonderful bloggers who are going to be joining us and offering contributions. We've got somebody who's doing talking about local trails and walks and seasonal and local eats and food recipes, things like that, gardening, arts and crafts. So you're going to be able to kind of go there, so that we can have some of our local businesses and other people just offering contributions that people can check out. That's, entirely free for everybody. Actually, that's a point to make, that the entire website is completely free for people to go on and access. So we've got that side of things, so the online magazine. And the other part, of course, that we've been talking about primarily is our listings. So we've got a bit of a directory, and it's going to function sort of like a search engine, so that you can either go on and search for something in particular, but you're also going to be able to sort it and filter it using different functions, much like lots of other search engines. So you can go on, for instance, and search for chocolate cake, or you can search for vegan chocolate cake, or you could search for vegan chocolate cake near Gander. you could search for something like gifts for mom. You can search for straight across the board by category. So you can go in and just browse through, for instance, photography. If you're looking for, if you've moved into a new house and you want to decorate your walls, and you can head over and just kind of browse through all the different artists that will be signed up to the directory. So there's going to be lots of different ways that you can kind of explore. And I guess that's the idea. It's like what we were talking about before, that you can, one of the best places to find things is if you go somewhere like a farmer's market or even on Instagram, and you can find all of these different places. So we want to give, offer another avenue for people to go and either find something that's very specific, or to kind of just have a look around and be inspired by all of the talent that's out there.
I'm just looking at outportnl.ca right now, and just a little coming soon landing page. It lays it right out for you, really. Search for something special. Browse hundreds of listings for inspiration. Support small business and communities. And I like this one here. Connect with other makers, shakers, and entrepreneurs. Because really, this is how it kind of got going for you. You were trying to start this small business, and you were looking to have local goods supplied in your store, but you didn't know where to go.
Exactly. And again, I know that I keep mentioning this, but I'm only kind of doing this because I am also an independent, sole trader business. So I kind of landed back here. I got to come home after all of these years, and I just had no idea where to start. And when I was, looking for other musicians, or I was looking for publishers and stuff, I've just written another book, and I had no where to go to start looking for that. So it's been so nice because I've got to network with lots of other businesses. We actually just we spent a week in St. John's as well. So we've been like in a hardcore lockdown since we arrived, because when we got here, I had a 4-month-old baby. So I know that a lot of new moms would probably tell you that, life with a newborn is not that different to being in lockdown anyway. So it took a while for us to be able to go anywhere. And we decided that, pretty much the first time leaving, we're on Random Island, we were going to go to St. John's and check out some stuff. We had some, some friends we hadn't seen in a while, and we could have some social distance meetups and stuff like that. It's just been like, it's been cool to meet up with people there, sort of in person. It's been cool to meet up with people that are further afield. Like, there's so much going on, like on the West Coast and in Central and all over the place. We're also open to businesses in Labrador, and I know that we've not had as many businesses sign up yet from Labrador, but we just want to, I'm going to take this time to just, send out an invitation and make sure that everybody right across the board knows that this is for, province-wide sign up. So if any businesses in any part of the province, then be sure to get in touch. But yeah, definitely meeting up with other like-minded people, because as well, local businesses, as I mentioned before, are going to be some of the first people to shop at other local businesses because they know that every sale helps their family. So they're going to go and give their money to somebody else. I can't remember who it was. I was following them on Instagram, and they put up, I think it was a knitter. I think she knits. and I believe she put up a post on all the things that she'd bought that week from other local businesses. And it was just kind of like, you know, I sort of wish I'd taken a screenshot or even remembered who it was, because that, you know, that goes to show that every pair of mittens that was bought, you know, went into also buying a piece of artwork and something else, all the other things that she bought. So it has a trickle-down effect. So that's why it's important, I think, that we consider for other businesses that we see ourselves as businesses, but also see ourselves, you know, we're consumers too, and how we can play a role in that way.
And, you know, you talk about coming in and meeting folks, and you're talking to people all the time with the development of this, Ashley. Mm-hmm. What's some of the feedback you're getting about the idea from these local businesses? Are they very happy to see someone taking this on?
Yeah, and I'm really surprised that we've had really positive feedback straight across the board. And I was just so surprised. I think that was my main reaction, was that I couldn't really believe when I kept getting messages from people every single day saying, thanks so much for doing this. We're really glad that it's about time somebody's doing this. And I kind of thought, I need to be very, very sure that nobody else has done it. But you know what? It was that kind of, I don't know why somebody hasn't done it before, but now is the time, isn't it, when people are really focused on supporting local. And, you know, there's a lot of, it's always been important, but it's something that is very much on people's minds right now. But yeah, generally speaking, I think we've gotten so much positive feedback, and that's really nice because from both sides, because right now we're talking a lot about businesses. And that's because, of course, we're at the phase where we're trying to recruit businesses and we're trying to get them on board. But we've also gotten a lot of really, you know, excited feedback from people who are going to be, we haven't actually talked about this yet, but people who are going to be buying the Outport card. So the website is actually, businesses can sign up in one of two ways. And this actually, we came to this conclusion after talking to loads and loads and loads of businesses. And one size didn't necessarily fit all. We found that there were kind of two different camps of businesses, depending on, you know, the stage that people were at in their business. If they were a very new startup, depending on whether they sold lots of products or just a few, if they were high-end or if they were budget. So there are two ways that businesses can sign up. And one is to pay a straight-up $75 fee for the whole year. So, you know, we wanted to make sure it was really accessible and really affordable. And after speaking to lots of businesses, that was kind of, you know, the number that we came up with. That's pretty much cheaper than a single Facebook ad. So we don't think, you know, we hope that that won't be a deterrent. But if businesses are willing to offer a discount of a minimum of 10% or an incentive, we're not really sure how we're going to, it's an Outport perk, then to sign up for an entire year, it will only cost $25. So you get, you know, our support on social media and on our Instagram and Facebook listings and stuff like that, but also, of course, your own little landing page that you can put on your business cards or whatever, so you get kind of a micro website as well. And that's only $25. As long as you're willing to offer and honor, say, a 10% discount to anybody who holds an Outport card. So we're not going to be launching Outport cards until the fall, about the same time, of course, that the website is actually up and running. But these cards are going to be cards that anybody can buy, and we think that the price point is going to be somewhere around the same at about $25. And you're going to be able to present that card at any of the local businesses that have signed up under that $25. So it's going to be a list of businesses that offer Outport perks, and you're going to be able to use that card to buy discounted products. Or some businesses are offering, you know, special offers, buy one, get one free, or a free appetizer or drink or something like that, depending on the kind of business. So you're going to be able to earn your money back really quickly depending on your purchases. I mean, for $25, you don't need to buy very much to make it worthwhile. And we set, again, this we've come to these numbers after speaking to a lot of of small businesses. And yeah, we wanted to make sure, again, first and foremost, that we weren't actually creating another roadblock or something else that would kind of inhibit people from using local businesses. So we didn't want to charge for the directory. The directory is entirely free. But we are going to try and cover our costs by selling Outport cards. And yes, you'd be able to, you know, go to the brewery or order one of those really nice cutting boards that you were talking about, and either online or in store. And if you present your Outport card, then you will also be entitled to a little perk, which helps the business and, you know, the consumer.
Yeah, for sure. When we come back here on OnTarget St. John's, we're continuing our conversation here on Outport NL. This is a new online hub coming soon, all about local business. Ashley Faith Barty is the brains behind that, and we'll discuss a bit more. If you are a local business and your ears are perked up in the last little while wondering, hey, how do I get in on it? We'll talk about that coming up here on Target St. John's.
Now back to Linda Swain on Target St. John's on VOCM.
Welcome back to On Target St. John's. We're talking Outport NL today. This is a new online hub being built to support local business. And once again, you'll be able to search for something special. You're going to be able to browse hundreds of listings when this list launches for inspiration. You're going to be able to support small businesses and communities and connect with other makers, shakers, and entrepreneurs. I'm reading all this right off your website, Ashley Faith Farty.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad you got it word for word.
Yeah, there you go. Outportnl.ca. It is coming soon. It will be launched hopefully in October. That's the plan for you. And I guess what we should start off this segment with, I teed it up before the break, how businesses, local small businesses, can get involved with this.
Yeah, we have, as I mentioned before, our website is currently under development. So we are, this all happened very organically. It's a bit of a process, like a lot of things that, you know, small businesses do. So we have a page right now that you can go to sign up online, which is outportnl.ca/sign-up. So you can go there. I think if you just go to outportnl.ca, across the top, there's also a little tab that you can just click sign up my business. You know, you can also head over to social media and contact us there on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter at OutportNL. But yeah, get in touch. We can always send over a form. And it's actually good that you've mentioned it, because so far all that I've suggested are ways that you can contact us online. If you are not online, we still want you, and we still want to help you by providing a little bit of an online platform for you. So if you are not online, then you can either get somebody else to send us an email, or you can contact us on 709-547-2271. And contact us there, and we can always send you out a paper form that you can fill out and send back to us if that's easier for you. But yeah, find a way to get in contact with us. We're all over the internet, and we'll try and make that as accessible as possible.
You know, I really am, and I said this before, I really am a big supporter and promoter of local business, and I just think this is a great idea to help put it all into one spot. And something just came to mind. You know, this is a reinvention of mom-and-pop shops from years ago. Like, local business has certainly grown into a whole new realm in the last number of years. I mean, as we've talked about, actually, there's so many different things out there to explore.
Yeah, there really are, And now's time to do it, particularly because, like, seriously, where else are you going to go right now? Now is the time. And it seems really obvious, and there's this whole buzz about staycations and vacations and, you know. But seriously, now is the time to actually – you can't go somewhere else to spend your money. It's going to take ages to try and import stuff, so why bother? So it's a really practical time to try and look at what's out there and to explore. Everyone that I've spoken to has, you know, been – taking their summer holidays and heading out to try things they wouldn't necessarily have tried before. You know, we've got a lot of outdoor adventure companies, kayaking tours, foraging. So it's not just, you know, because we talk a lot about stuff, but we've also got services. And you're going out to support local hotels and B&Bs and restaurants and all of these places that maybe you wouldn't necessarily have tried before. So now's the time to do it. Go, you've got nothing to lose. So instead of, you know, trying to save up so that you can blow it next year in Mexico, do what I just did and stay home and blow it. we've sort of just, like, as I mentioned, just had our week of summer holidays, and my pockets are a lot lighter. But yeah, it's hard not to, once you actually know what's out there, once you actually see. It's not a token purchase. It's not like, oh, well, I should. And that's what we really need. That's the mindset that we sort of need to change. It's not like, oh, we should support local. It's not like it should be, you know, that there's an obligation ethically and morally to try and support local, because there are so many good reasons to support local. But also, there's just really good stuff. Like, there's really good food. There's really good services. There's really good experience. There's really good clothing. Pretty much everything, or certainly a lot of what you could need, as well as most things that you want, because we know that there's a difference, you can get here. And you can get versions that are just as good, a lot of times a lot better. Plus, when you're shopping, you know, with a small business, you can get things that are far more personalized. You know, and most of these businesses offer bespoke services too. So there's just so much out there to kind of explore. So just let yourself go and have fun with it. Don't think of it as something that you need to go do. It's something that you're going to end up wanting to do. Just, you know, just go check it out. And we don't launch officially until October, but like I said, check out all the businesses that are on our Instagram account if you are on Instagram. I've had people actually just messaging me personally, or messaging us through the account and asking. Somebody messaged this morning and said, oh, their favorite large chain tea shop closed, and they were wondering where they could get stuff, and I actually was able to send her a couple of recommendations for places that we've tried that do, you know, local teas and stuff like that. But yeah, it's not a punishment, and it's not something that you have to do. You'll really enjoy it. Just go check it out and see what's out there.
And, you know, when we talk local, Ashley, I mean, people think, all right, well, local would probably be like the artsy crafts kind of thing. But it really is so much more. It's everything from arts and photography to accommodations to the education and learning businesses out there, clothing, accessories, beauty, spa, pets, professional jobs. I mean, even local services like construction work, medical, dental has local flares to it as well. All of this, and there's many more, but there's so many different outlets out there that when we say support local, there's probably an option out there for supporting local.
Yeah, absolutely. There almost certainly is. And I think you are definitely right. I think that, and I will be the first to admit, and I might get some criticism for this, but I am an artsy-fartsy person. I'm a musician. I love that whole kind of arts and crafts folk scene. There is a lot of that out there, but it is not just that, right? Like, you know, because we've got mechanics and electricians and hairstylists, nail technicians, right across the board. We've got some accountants, I think, and bookkeepers and stuff like that. So chances are there is an option out there. And you probably also don't realize that you may actually be using a lot more small businesses than you think, because, you know, you may not go out and be buying those T-shirts that say, you know, I support local, but you probably already are, without realizing it. There's definitely, I think you'd have to search pretty hard to find something that you couldn't get within the province that you really, I don't want to say needed, because when it comes to shopping, I know that a lot of people, you know, don't subscribe to that, don't buy it if you need it kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And a lot of our businesses wouldn't want them to, but, you know, something that you want.
Yeah, that's right. Something that you desire, something that's local. And you know what? When it comes to the yokel, such a unique flair, which is something else, you know. It could be something that you could buy elsewhere, but it has that unique Newfoundland Labrador feel and flair to it, and it just makes it that much more better.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, a lot of businesses really, really, like, buy into that, and so do so many customers, and it's fantastic. There's, like, you know, there's a real kind of Newfoundland Labradorian spirit that comes through a lot of these products and services. So that's definitely out there. And you're right, like, especially a lot of these businesses do, like I said before, can do something that's very, very personal. So you can get exactly what you want, you know, whatever it is. You don't have to kind of pick from a list of best possible options. You can say, I would like a wooden spoon. I would like my name written on the back of it in, I don't know, Italian, and you can have it. You know, you can probably have it within a week. But I think you're definitely right about Newfoundlanders wanting to support other Newfoundlanders, and this is a good way, you know, a really good way to do that.
For sure. We're up to about another minute and a half, 2 minutes left in the show here, Ashley. So let me hear your final pitch here today to support local, of course, but also to check you guys out and to wait for the official launch.
Yeah, so anybody who wants to check out Outport NL, you can go to outportnl.ca. Right now, there's just a holding page. If you are a small business, a sole trader, just head on over, click the sign up now or add a listing link, or go to outportnl.ca/sign-up. And if you are not a small business, but you cannot wait to support small businesses, stay tuned, follow our Instagram, follow us on Facebook. We'll have all the information that you need about how to get an Outport card and how you're going to be able to support these small businesses and get your hands on some awesome products and services.
Ashley Faith Vardy, our guest today. She is the brains behind Outport NL, of course, all about a new hub online to support local businesses, something that I think is going to be a very great idea. A launch set for October, outportnl.ca. Ashley, thanks so much again for this today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
And stick around tomorrow afternoon. Carrie Hodder going to be in for Linda Swain here on Target St. John's. Actually talking Stella Circle tomorrow. Going to be a great another afternoon of information for you there here on VOCM.